Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3 p.m. in the Southland, Mason in Ireland. Live imaging Thursday for a special occasion. We are broadcasting live from Bastards Canteen, the city of Danny, downtown Danny. The Veterans Day Bash, the 247th Marine Corps birthday, we're celebrating all day. The event is officially on now.
Yeah, it's officially started.
So until 10 p.m. tonight, come on down. Look at you. Why are you in your starting
game? I'm getting ready to twerk.
Mason and Ireland right now, Sedano and Cappy coming up at 4 p.m. Plus, Mason and Cappy are going to do a twerk-off.
Oh, God.
During Super Crosstalk. By the way, great Carlos from the city of Downey is over here. He's a Niners fan.
Oh, God, we have so many Niners fans.
We were talking about intermittent fasting last segment. He's lost 70 pounds since February.
Dude, congratulations. Wow. Good job, man. That's awesome.
Good job. Awesome. That's a good job.
Yeah.
See? You might want to get down with the IF, man.
I might want to.
Then you can be on the app with Bergie and I. We can
Are you guys on an app together?
Yeah,
this is how we do it. This is helpful to how I lost my weight.
Are you still doing the Lose It app?
I'm not using the app anymore. I'm just using the one that
Morales. Do Fast is the name of my app. Do Fast.
Do Fast.
Do Fast. Yeah.
You have no weight problems at all, Andy.
No, look at him. He's wearing a medium T-shirt.
Do you? And you're here eating fries and stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Fries are delicious. They're really good.
It is good to be me, baby.
Yeah, I am blessed with my family's metabolism. We are like friggin' livestock in our family. It's not very nice.
No, it really wasn't. No way to walk that one
you
back.
You see the picture Grant in L.A. on Twitter posted of me?
No.
It's like a half cow, half something.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Oh, is that of you? I saw that picture.
Yeah, but then
he said
Morales,
this?
Which I like that. I mean,
yeah, the alternative to a unicorn.
Yeah, that one.
Is Morales, there exactly. Do you want to... Okay, I'm going to do. You're the host of the Locked On Lakers show.
Yeah. You can find it anywhere. You can get podcasts 5 days a week. There's also a YouTube component to Locked On Lakers as well. Thank you, by the way, to the Marines for their service.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for your service.
Want to make sure to thank them as I'm shamelessly plugging my podcast. I want to make sure
that was a weird segue.
That was a weird
segue. You threw us all off.
Sorry.
It was like going from Dodgers to Lakers.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
Just like that. All right. So we got a little – I saw this morning. You know, I watch all the shows in the morning. I watch the SportsCenter, and I watch the Get Up, and I watch the First Take.
Sure.
So this morning, and I think this was the Get Up, I saw Stephen A. – no, it must have been First Take. I saw Stephen A. with Brian Windhorst. This is as the Lakers are 2-9 after losing – again to the Clippers last night. What is that, 9 in a row?
It is, I believe.
My God.
Ty Lue, as coach of the Clippers, is undefeated.
Undefeated against
the Lakers? Yes.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
He's a 2-time Laker champion who now owns the Lakers.
Wow. All right. I'm going to play this, what Stephen A. and what Windhorst said today. I want to get your reaction to it, Andy Kamenetsky. Hit it, Jorge.
With Russell Westbrook, if I'm Michael Jordan, Gordon Hayward ain't give you a damn thing anyway. I'm thinking about a Terry Rozier. I'm thinking about a Gordon Hayward. Move them for a Russell Westbrook, okay? You got additional bodies with dudes who can play, by the way, who can hit some perimeter shots. And you know what? You might have a chance to be respectable. I understand they ain't going to win no damn championship, but at least they ain't stinking up Southern California. It's bad enough the fog can be the way that it is. It's bad enough that the homeless situation is what it is. But I'm talking about the basketball franchise, the purple and gold, the Lakers. I mean, they're so bad, you could pass gas and they'll think it's perfume compared to what the hell the Lakers are doing in Los Angeles. They are stinking up the city of Los Angeles. It is an atrocity. They are bad. And my last point is this. They got 4 games coming up. It's a 4-game homestand. Let me make sure I got this right with this schedule here, Wendy. 4 games. The Sacramento Kings, the Brooklyn Nets, the Detroit Pistons, and the San Antonio Spurs. I said weeks ago, Lakers season might be over before Thanksgiving. That 4th game against San Antonio is November 20th. November 20th. If the Lakers can't win 2 of these games, it's a wrap. I mean, it's a wrap anyway, but I'm just talking about the stench. You might smell a stench from here in New York City if they lose three of these four games. Or dare I say all four, because that's what happens when you can't shoot.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Now,
everybody's catching strays with that.
There may be some hyperbole involved there, but what we've seen so far this year, in fairness, is, I won't say an atrocity. I reserve that word for things that are atrocities, but it is a disaster.
It is atrocity adjacent.
And it is embarrassing.
It's every bit as bad as you could have possibly imagined this season going. Like, even if you were somebody who thought they're not going to be in contention, you know, they might be jockeying for a play-in spot, something like that, I will be the first to admit, I did not expect 2-9.
No.
I did not expect that.
Now, if you go back and you listen, and please don't, if you go back and listen to podcasts from over the summer, you will have heard me say over and over again, but a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD, and you can't count that team out. You know what? That supporting cast, that lack of depth, that lack of shooting has doomed this team.
It has, but so has the whole with a healthy LeBron and healthy AD.
Right. The reality is with a healthy AD and a healthy LeBron, you still don't have a championship.
Because if those guys are not healthy and able to play at the top of their game consistently, the rest of the supporting cast doesn't really matter.
Right.
Like the Russell Westbrook has moved to the bench, and he is now closer to being a solution than a problem.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Right, and you could tell that he's thinking it's not his fault because...
You can't break my soul.
Yep, he's singing that as he comes up to the podium yesterday looking like Kermit drinking the tea.
Yeah.
But this is none of my business.
Yeah.
I did what was asked of me. I'm just a man trying to humbly win sixth man of the year.
Yep.
Don't blame me.
And by the way, in Vegas right now, if you wanted to make a bet on who's going to be sixth man of the year, Russell Westbrook is near the top of the betting standards, whatever that is, the odds. I it's worse than I thought it was going to be. And now LeBron got injured last night, or re-injured his left groin, which is the groin that got hurt on Christmas Day a couple of years ago and has been an aggravating injury since then. And we don't know, by the way, if he's going to play tomorrow night or if he's not going to play.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes, indeed. Mason and Ireland broadcasting live. The city of Downey, the Veterans Day Bash, the 247th Marine Corps birthday. The event is on. Get on down here. Downtown Downey, 11045 Downey Avenue in the heart of Downey. It's going to be popping off. Sedano and Cappy, you're coming up at 4 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting live till 7 p.m. Bastards Canteen, a great spot if you haven't been here. Come on out. Support the troops. Join us. Mason and Ireland continues now.
All right, and Andy is in for John, and we're joined right now by Nick Velez, who is with Bastards Canteen. And I guess the first question I have, let's hear it for Nick. First question I have, and Michael Thompson brought this up yesterday. How did you come to the name Bastards Canteen? What's the origin of the name?
I was, fortunately, I was blessed. I served in the Marine Corps with the finest infantry unit of the United States Marine Corps. That's the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, the Magnificent Bastards. So in 2012, when we decided to open up our restaurant in our hometown of Downey, myself and our co-founder, Calvin Spencer, decided to honor our brothers who never made it back. And we said, hey, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it and honor them. And let's call ourselves the Bastards, since that was our moniker through battle, through the Operation Iraqi Freedom. So now we honor our name every day here at Bastards. And we're a home for veterans, not only Marines, but all veterans. Call this place home. So Semper Fi.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You mentioned that you guys, this is your hometown of Downey. Did you know each other before you served?
We did not. We didn't. We met each other in boot camp, the School of Infantry. We're all Marines that go in the infantry, go to school. After School of Infantry, they sent us over to the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, the Magnificent Bastards. You know, coming into the battalion, you know, you're never too happy to hear about that name, Bastards. And, you know, after you serve with the battalion, you know why they're called the Bastards. You know, the history behind the Bastard Battalion. You take a lot of pride in what you've done with the Marine Corps, and not only the Marine Corps, but the battalion itself. We served in some of the most, you know, dangerous locations in battles fought
in Ramadi. When and where did you serve?
So I served during our Operation Iraqi Freedom during Ramadi, the second battle of Ramadi, from 2006 to 2007 with Echo Company, 2-4. There's also a book out named Echo in Ramadi that talks about our time in Ramadi and what we did during the surge. So what we did is, you know, house-to-house fighting like all the other brave soldiers and Marines did. And now, you know, we served our country and we're here to serve our community in more ways than one.
Beautiful.
Right?
Beautiful. So tell us what's going to go on tonight. You just said unleash the gates of hell. What's going to happen tonight?
Unleash the gates of hell. And that's in a positive way. Sorry, I know
no,
I say that.
No, in the best possible way.
In the best possible way. But you know what? We have a huge event lined up tonight. It's our 10th year anniversary. So it not only marks the 247th year of the Marine Corps birthday, but it also marks our 10-year anniversary here at Bastards Canteen in Downey. And we're also celebrating at the same time, simultaneously, in our Temecula restaurant in Temecula that we opened last year. So we have two battle fronts right now. We have a crew out there giving them hell. And we have you know, Bastards here in Downey doing what we do. And again, we do this all for our veterans. We do this for SaveTheBrave.org. That's a veteran nonprofit organization that we started here at our restaurant. We focus on offshore fishing and jiu-jitsu for veterans. So if you're a veteran out there, you want to join our fishing trips, I recommend you guys go on SaveTheBrave.org, sign up. These trips are completely free. If your fishing's not your thing, you want to do jiu-jitsu, we have jiu-jitsu for you. And if those two things are not your thing either, come to the bar, come ask for Nick or Manny. We'll take care of you, give you guys a cold one or some hot chow.
Awesome. Hey, Nick, thank you very much for coming by. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, this second straight year we're out here, and we're thrilled to be part of it, honoring the Marine Corps and veterans everywhere.
You're very welcome, guys.
All right. Nick Velez there, who is one of the owners. And, yeah, Michael Thompson asked about that name yesterday. That's the origin of the name. It makes complete sense.
Yeah, I mean, the history of it all, like he was saying, in terms of when you enter something like that with that name and you're not sure what it means and you're not sure of the backstory and it, as he said, you're not even sure you want to be a part of that. But then once you live that experience, it stays with you forever. And it leads to a place like we're at right now.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be fun tonight. Shadano and Cappy are going to be here. This is more than Nick wanted, but there's going to be a twerk-off between me and Kaplan. I haven't even thought about this.
I can't think of a better way to say thank you to the troops.
But it's a party tonight.
Party, party, oh party.
Yeah, exactly. It's a party tonight.
Speaking of a party, you know, their Temecula location, which they opened up
last
night.
Have you been out there?
It's popping.
Temecula's nice.
Yeah.
I like Temecula.
When we did a Foodie Friday here in 2020, that's how we found this.
Oh, is that right?
They told us that day about the Veterans
Day. What is the Foodie Friday?
Remember we did those during the pandemic?
Oh, you go around and try different restaurants. Yeah, that was nice.
Shout out to you, Tommy would come. It was Producer Laura's idea, and we did a few of those during the pandemic, and that's how we stumbled upon here in Downey. And they were just getting ready to open up Temecula. Now it's big out there.
10-year anniversary here. 10-year anniversary here.
First of all, just keeping a restaurant alive for 10 years.
By the way, that's like, it's really hard to run a restaurant.
I've worked in a lot of restaurants. That is a hard industry. So to stay alive, thriving, actually be able to expand 10 years, that's amazing in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we are live at Bastards Canteen, and we'll be here all night long. The twerk-off thing is going to happen. I said yesterday on my way out the door with Shadano and Cappy, I said, come up with a gag for tomorrow. Come up with a bit. And apparently the gag came up in the Shadano and Cappy circle of trust. They decided that was going to be the item, and they did not consult me on the twerking thing I don't think I've ever even thought about twerking before. Do you have any tips?
Put your whole...
Stretch!
I would say just put it all... Put everything behind it.
Put everything
behind
it.
Your backyard, man.
Yeah.
Everything behind the behind.
Yep.
Just go for it. And let it ripple. Let it ripple.
Let it
ripple. Come on.
You did the pony.
I did the pony. The pony is...
But that's the same. You're putting it in, you know, you got to put the trunk into it.
But the pony is easy to do.
Look.
I'm not doing it.
Why are you not doing it?
I'm retired from the pony till the
no,
end of the
you're
year.
Not.
We've got a long
stand up and do the pony.
No, we've got a long 2023 with a lot of pony in ahead.
Really?
Hey, you guys want to see Morales do the pony?
Yeah!
We'll do it.
Yeah! Come on, do the pony.
I'll do it during Supercross Talk.
Look at all these folks want to see you do the pony
during Supercross Talk.
During Supercross Talk, you'll do the pony.
I will.
Look, all the social media guys. Cody's there.
He was ready. That's good. Good.
Cameras
for you,
are always ready.
They're on pony.
They capture everything. Do you play in our celebrity basketball game we had a number of years back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the old Mace Plant bit got recycled yesterday because DeAndre, who's one of our interns, dunked on old guys. Did you hear this story?
No.
Yeah, apparently he dunked on old guys, and there was a big debate about whether or not you should dominate old guys when you're young like DeAndre and able to dunk. What's your position
How
on that?
How old are we talking?
They were in their 40s.
Oh, that's young enough.
You think you can dunk on somebody in their 40s?
Absolutely.
It's okay.
I mean, you can play basketball in your 40s. Like, Vince Carter was in the league, I think, like 40 or 41. I think LeBron will be playing till he's 40. I think
correct.
If it is viable that you could be in a professional league at a certain age, you are young enough to be dominated by somebody younger
than
you.
But this is like a pickup game.
Whatever.
A pickup game, and DeAndre's dunking on these guys.
You know what? If you're too old to be dominated, don't be out there.
Don't be out there. Okay.
And if you can dunk, dunk. Who cares?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
If you can do it,
I mean, I think you're able
to do it forever.
I thought you meant like 60, 70, 80 years old.
It's a better picture if he's dunking on a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old. Yeah.
Years ago, Clinton Yates and I, we wanted to start like an old people boxing league where it's like 80 to 90-year-olds because they're at an age at that point where nobody can really get hurt because you can't really move.
Wait a minute.
Enough.
No, everything breaks when you're 80 or 90. Did you not think this thing through?
No, I think we thought it
80 year olds fighting.
No, we thought through what it is. It's 80 to 90 year olds boxing.
We
thought it through.
No, that's a pay per view
But like 60 to 70, I feel like they can move quick enough that they might actually be able to hurt each other.
Right.
80 to 90, they are of no danger to maybe anybody but themselves.
Nobody's in danger.
Yeah, but it was an old person boxing league.
Did you and Clinton think this up on our airwaves?
Actually, yes. It was the late night happy hour.
Oh.
This actually was on a late night happy hour.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the late night happy hour? Andy used to do this thing where we'd all jump on...
It was the pandemic.
Yeah. We all jump on Zoom and we'd BS, and Ireland did it from his jacuzzi at one
Ramona
point.
Yeah, Ramona did it from...
a treadmill.
Treadmill.
Elliptical.
I did it rock and stoned, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you did.
You're allowed to do stuff on the internet.
Bergman was on with us, Sedano, Clinton.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited.
You didn't get invited.
Well, you weren't as big of a part.
No,
of
the cams just, you know.
The cams are. Oh, really?
I think we used.
Well,
to
you've
think.
Been picking on them all day.
All day.
You've been picking on.
I've been picking on them for 5 years.
You've been.
It's true.
But I mean, today the warehouse.
No, Andy
story,
and I are good. Brian.
Brian's prickly. Which is the better cam?
Andy
or Brian?
I mean, this is a difficult
Boston
question.
Boston says Andy.
Andy used to do the morning
Depends
show.
On who you're working with.
Correct.
Andy, I think.
The way I view it is...
They all say Andy.
Andy,
it's been entertaining you people for like 2.5 hours. Come on.
Andy, I always say, when people ask me who the favorite cam is, I always say the one I'm on the air with. You are my favorite,
Thank
Andy.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
my
you.
Favorite.
Well, it's more often me...
It is more often.
So
you.
I will.
Why is Brian not on the show more?
Because Brian's got stuff going on.
Oh,
he's got
that
like
right?
Three kids. Yeah.
He's not kids. As good, says Boston.
I mean, it's going to the white meat, but okay.
I just let her rip.
I was going to be. Kind.
Hey, Beto Duran.
Beto is here. Oh, Beto Duran.
I didn't even get the pound. I tried to put up the fist.
He doesn't want to
walk right past it.
The Cisco kid of 7'10.
That's okay.
So I wanted to. Let me see here. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? Yesterday. I'm going to play this for you because I think this is important for everybody. Jorge, follow along with me here. I want to play advice from kindergartners. So I forget who found this bit. Advice from kindergartners. It might have been
you. Sounds like a great one, though. I
want you to listen to this, and I'll tell you how Ireland and Michael Thompson reacted. It's fantastic. Go ahead and hit it, Ori.
Hi. Welcome to Pep Talk. If you needed words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3.
If you're feeling up high and unbalanced, think of groundhogs.
The world is a better place with you in it.
Everyone is capable of doing anything. You just have to let yourself shine.
Bro, you're looking great!
Bro, you're looking great! That's the kid I like. Now, yesterday, Ireland and Michael were saying that the kid who said, you can be anything you want, needs a talking to so that it can be explained that it is not possible for everybody to be anything they want. I'm like, no, of course that's what you want to tell every kid. Is it not? Did you not tell your kids that?
I've tried to let my – I only have one.
Oh, one.
Best of my knowledge.
I never – I know. Kids, I know you have one and – what's he have, four?
He's got three.
Okay, right.
Best of his knowledge.
Four. Yeah.
I try to encourage my daughter to let her know that she can do anything she wants. Like, she's extremely into drawing and anime and animation. She wants to be a professional animator. And I tell her all the time she can do it. I actually believe she could because she's quite good for her age.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you want to, as a parent, try to make sure that you're not setting up your kid with ambition that they can't possibly meet.
What do you mean? When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. My mom and dad never said, you can't be an astronaut. do you really tell your kid they can't be something?
First of all, they just pictured you being high as an astronaut. That's what they were saying yesterday.
In orbit.
Yeah. I mean, I would not want to encourage my daughter, who I don't think is going to be taller than probably 5'4", 5'5".
To play in the WNBA?
Exactly. Like, I don't want to set her up for something
but
like that.
But what if she comes to you and says, I want to play in the WNBA? Do you say, sweetheart, go focus on your drawing and your anime?
I say, yes, go for it. And I hope she forgets about it. I leave it at that.
Bergman, do you tell Riley she can be anything she
Absolutely.
Wants?
Absolutely. Yeah. She can do anything that she wants to do. If she wanted to be in the WNBA, she could.
How
but
tall
she hates
is she?
Sports. She's maybe 5 feet.
5 feet and four, what's
10,
she going to grow
11.
Up to be? Your height?
5'3".
Yeah, five.
She's not going to be tall.
Three.
She's not going to be tall.
She's going to be a point guard.
Yeah, exactly.
Point guard.
Very
in the
quick
WNBA.
Point guard that hates sports. So
she hates sports?
Hates sports.
What is that? How's that go down at the
I put
house?
On a UCLA game. She goes, do we really have to watch this, Dad?
Really?
All the time. Drives me nuts.
My daughter, actually, other than volleyball, can't stand sports
yeah.
either.
Other exactly. than volleyball?
Yeah, she loves. She's good at it. I love, by the way, too, hearing Ireland, the ultimate one percenter,
yes.
talking about letting kids know, oh, you might not be able to accomplish this. You might not be able to accomplish that.
No, Ireland was saying, like, kid, ask your mom and dad what they're worth, and that's how you know you'll be rich.
Yeah, then it started getting into nepotism.
Find out what your nest egg is, and I'll tell you what you can do in life.
Exactly.
That's Ireland's advice to small children.
All right, whose game is it today? Is it your game, Bergman?
It would have been if I made one.
No! You forgot a game?
Totally forgot a game.
Oh, I could dredge up some old game.
I can create one.
You can create a game right here?
I'm sure it's going to be great.
I'm sure I could find something.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, what a
fantastic.
Mess.
Again, we are live from Bastard's Canteen in downtown Downey. The party is starting now. Shidano and Cappy are going to be here. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
8:30 p.m. in the Southland, broadcasting live from Bastard's Canteen. It is the Veterans Day Bash, Mason in Ireland right now with Andy Kamenetsky here. Beto Duran is in the house, and Shidano and Cappy are coming up at 4 p.m.
There's Cappy.
Oh, there's Cappy.
Cappy!
Oh, look at him. He is ready.
Oh, he's ready to twerk.
He's ready to twerk off.
Yeah,
he's
got
gonna beat you.
Twerk look on his face.
He's got his twerk pants on.
Yeah.
Are those his twerking pants?
Those are the twerking pants.
Oh, he's a beautiful. Twerking man.
Oh, he's ready.
Yeah.
Casper Villa, the great Twitter hero, is here as well.
Nice.
So the party's getting ready to go. Come on down, 11:045.
How you doing, Cappy?
11045 Downey Avenue, downtown Downey. Oh, baby. It's good to see you.
Everybody.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See? What? That, look at that. Got matching.
Oh, tattoos. Yeah. You're looking good, man.
Now, Scott Mace, Kaplan. You were practicing your twerking in the break.
I was. I want to know from somebody who saw it what they thought. Hang on.
Mace is going out into the crowd.
Here, let me do that so you can sit and actually talk to him on the microphone.
That's my corporate Greg.
I want to talk to Jean-Michel and Michelle, who are celebrating their anniversary right there.
Oh,
congratulations.
Hey.
Congrats. Jean-Michel, welcome to the show. What did you think of my I was just warming up, but what did you think of my twerking?
Cap, he's been stretching for about 3 hours now. He's been stretching, and it looks like what it looks like right now.
Yeah, it looks like what it looks like. Now, how long? Michelle is a big fan. Michelle, how long have you guys been married?
4 years.
4 years.
Oh, that's nice.
What's the secret to a happy marriage?
Well,
man,
listening to Sedano and Cap each afternoon, right?
There you go. This is Mason Ireland.
Hey, we do listen together.
Oh, nice.
He got me hooked.
Nice.
Love you guys.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you.
I don't miss a show.
Awesome. We need more people like Michelle in the world.
What a way to celebrate your marriage.
Cody,
watching two men twerk.
Over here. Blue Hoodie Vaughn. Talk to Blue Hoodie Vaughn. Blue Hoodie Vaughn, as he's come to be known. Vaughn.
Ron Farron.
I'm sorry. What possessed you to write a game for Mason and Ireland Game of Games today?
I just thought a listener.
Yeah, you're on.
No, we're good.
I just thought a listener should do a game of games, and I don't think I've ever heard that on the station.
Now, is there a theme? Don't give it away, but is there a theme for this game of games?
Sports numbers.
Numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for saving me because I did not write one.
Yeah, he didn't
on
write
my
a game.
Day.
Can you believe that?
I knew Ron was going to be here and he was going to write a game.
He's got one job. Write a game.
Yeah, one job. That's it.
Yeah.
Write games.
Who are you rooting for?
Who am I
rooting? What team you root for?
I'm a Dodger, Laker, born and raised Southern California.
Dodger, Laker. What
there
about
you
the
go.
Rams? Are you getting on the Rams?
The Rams, yeah, but, you know, they left for 25 years, so it's kind of a...
Yeah, it did piss me off, too. Well, Ron, thank you very much for writing a game. We appreciate you.
That's awesome.
You saved Bergman's ass today.
Not a problem.
Thank you. See, Bergman?
I know. Appreciate it.
I think we should have one day a week should be a game written by a listener.
So who's going to lose their game? Is that, Jorge does. Yeah, Jorge's
the game.
He wants Jorge's trying to get rid of his Fridays.
Fridays. Jorge, how long is this still the LAFC voice?
Yeah, it is.
What did you do to yourself? I mean, Ireland comes in hoarse sometimes, but
I was
never.
Excited. What can I do? I was excited.
Yeah, you must have been just out of control. You were actually on the field when they scored, right?
I was, yeah.
Dude, you
got to. Everybody sits and watches a game like you, Mace, with no emotion. Doesn't talk to anybody, just looks straight ahead.
And leaves at halftime.
Yeah.
No, he didn't leave.
I didn't leave.
No, you weren't going to leave that. You can't leave a championship game.
I mean.
Would you leave a Laker game if a championship game?
No.
You always
I even stayed for the last meaningful game. When was the last meaningful game we had?
2019.
That Golden State play-in game.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed for that.
Oh, there you go.
I stayed for that. But Morales, when I'm at a game, I want to focus on the game.
Uh-huh.
It is about the game. For you, it's about social time. It's about let's get social. Let's talk about you're talking about work and talking about people we work with and gossiping about
I was
certain
not gossiping.
People.
I was a guest.
Gossiping
and
about.
And by the way, I believe I helped get you in, right? To where we were
sitting. No, I was Sam. Sam Pines, our market manager.
I believe I gave him the nudge, though.
Oh, did you?
I think I gave you a nudge.
Yeah.
I nudged you in.
I got in there. It was great. And you weren't that annoying.
I wasn't.
You actually were following the game.
By the way, speaking of Veterans Day, you know, we're going to be doing our holiday-long drive-a-thon coming up in December.
Oh.
710 ESPN and Subaru. But listen tomorrow on Veterans Day because we're going to be giving away spots to our holiday-long drive-a-thon event. So Corporate Greg will tell you more about that tomorrow. But it's going to be a very special event to benefit the Flags of Honor. It's black gold, and we do a lot of work with them
right.
for our tournament. So tomorrow for Veterans Day, be sure to be listening all day long on 710 ESPN.
Will I be a contender for long drive?
I think Cappy could be.
You think can Cappy play golf?
Folds of Honor, sorry.
What's that?
Folds of Honor.
Yeah. Can Cappy play golf? Is he a golfer too?
Yeah. Oh, he'll crush the ball.
Will he?
Don't challenge him to a long drive.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
He actually can. He drives the ball
I have
very
realistic,
far.
I mean, twerking, yes. Long drive, no. Golf, no. Well, I'm a golf. You know, we did that big golf match.
We're gonna be broadcasting live all day long.
And I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
But
will John be there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
When Tuesday comes up,
we'll find out.
We'll find out.
But it's a golf thing, so most likely.
Cappy, no, I just went for the
long drive. You play golf, right?
No.
Oh, he's just in.
That's what he always says. And
is that right?
He crushes the ball 300 yards.
Have you been practicing your twerking? Yeah, right. You've been twerking all night. I can see it on your face. The twerk off is coming up. Game of games. Ron's game today.
Ron's game. Ron Barron's game today. Yes.
We will do that coming up next. Somebody from the afternoons. Cappy, why don't you play Game of Games?
Cappy, you want to play Game of Games?
Play Game of Games coming up next. Mason, Ireland, we are live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey. This is the place to be tonight to salute the Marine Corps and all of our veterans. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Bergman's game today, but he
it
forgot
is not
to
my
write
game.
A game. So
totally
Ron
did.
Is the game writer. What's Ron's last name?
Ron Farron. Thank
joining
you,
us right
Good
now.
Job, Ron.
Nice work, Ron. Cappy is joining us to play
Game of Games.
Cappy, tell me about the getup.
What do you mean, getup?
The jacket and all that stuff.
Okay, well, because, no, this jacket was given to me by the U.S. Marines.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. At the Marine Corps Recruiting Depot. I think.
Nice.
You think.
It looks good.
Or maybe it was the Miramar Marines. Either way, they gave it to me. And they had it printed with my name on it and everything.
That's nice, man.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's really nice.
Yeah. And then I got into a helicopter.
You're on it today,
and
huh?
I got into a helicopter. True story. Got into a helicopter at the what used to be called Top Gun, Miramar.
Yeah, right.
And got into this helicopter and flew down and landed on a green at the Camp Pendleton Golf Course.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is cool. So you're ready for a little Game of Games?
I am.
All right. It's Ron's game today. Bergman is going to deliver it. Bergman, what's the game?
Game of Games time. All right, so this is called Sports Numbers. Everyone knows that bases are 90 feet apart and the free throw line is 15 feet from the basket.
Mm-hmm.
But what else do you know?
Oh.
So this is multiple choice.
Okay.
So number one, in baseball, how wide is home plate? Is it A, 17 inches, 18 inches, or 19 inches? Mace, you're first.
18 inches.
Okay. AK?
19.
Jorge.
Are you scoring?
I am.
18.
Okay.
18.
Cappy?
18.
You're all wrong. It's 17.
Oh, wow. Odd number.
Wow.
But not
look at that.
I always go for
look
the middle one. When in doubt, go for the middle one.
Ron fooled all
Ron
of you.
Ron fooled everybody.
Everybody. All right. Number two. In basketball, what is the inside diameter of the hoop? Is it 17 inches, 18 inches, or 19 inches? AK?
Is everything in sports 17 or 18 or 19?
Yeah. Every answer is going to be 17, 18, or 19. No, it's not.
I'm
going to
say 19.
Okay, let's go Jorge.
18.
Cappy?
17.
And Mace?
19.
18 is the right answer. Jorge gets on the board.
The middle
Nicely
one.
Done. I've learned, by the way, don't score until afterwards.
Correct.
Because then you can see what I'm scoring.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I don't.
Yeah,
look,
no, you're
I'm,
cheating.
I'm not
I got
looking.
It.
I'm
all right,
not
all right.
Looking.
All right, number three. In ice hockey, what is the length of the rink? Is it 190 feet, 200 feet, or 210 feet? Let's start with Jorge.
210.
Cappy.
200.
Mace.
190.
And AK.
200.
200 is the right answer.
Yeah.
AK and Cappy on the board. Mace, you're not anywhere.
I have not scored yet.
Ron
you
is
know
completely
I'm bad with numbers.
You.
Sure. Bad with numbers.
But Ron has completely fooled you.
Yes, yes.
All right, number four. In professional football, what is the width of the goalpost? Cappy, you better get this right.
Oh, yeah, Cappy.
What is the
game.
Width of the goalpost? Is it 18 feet 0 inches, 18 feet 3 inches, or 18 feet 6 inches? Cappy, start it off.
C.
Mace.
He's a kicker. I'll go C, 18-6.
AK.
I'm going to follow the lead, 18.
And Jorge.
Yeah, with the crowd.
With the crowd. You're all right. It is 18 feet 6 inches. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Give it up.
Cappy, nice. Jorge, and AK with two. Mace, you got on the board finally. All right, in tennis, what is the height of the net in the center? Is it 3 feet, 3 feet 3 inches, or 3 feet 6 inches? Mace.
3 feet 3 inches.
AK.
3 feet 6.
Jorge.
3 feet 6.
And Cappy.
Just for the sake of going for the point, I'll go with 3 feet.
3 feet is the right answer.
Oh!
He gets the point. 3 points now for Cappy.
Wow.
He takes the lead. Look at that. Nice
dominant
done, Cappy.
Performance.
Good job, Cappy.
Thank you. Didn't know that.
Number six. In soccer, Jorge, you better get this right. What is the width of the goal? 22 feet, 24 feet, or 25 feet, AK?
24.
AK. Jorge gave his answer.
Yeah.
24.
Cappy?
What was the choices?
22, 24, 25.
22.
And Mace.
I'm with Jorge. 24.
24 is the right answer.
Thank you,
so
Jorge.
Only Cappy's
Thanks, Jorge,
not on there.
For jumping in.
Jorge, Andy, and Cap all have three. Mace has two. All right. At number seven, there's 10 of these, by
okay.
the way. In golf, what is the diameter of the hole? Is it 4 feet or 4 inches, four and a quarter inches, or 4.5 inches? Jorge, start this off.
Four.
Cappy.
4.5.
Mason.
4.5.
And Andy.
4.
It is 4.25.
Oh,
nobody
we
gets
all got
off.
Come on, Cappy. You should know that.
I should have had that one.
Yeah. Did you know that, Chris?
I did.
You did?
Right. Yeah. I know the quarter inches.
He's got a golf coach.
Number eight.
I do have a swing coach, yes.
Yes, you do.
You do. Number eight. In horse racing, how long is a furlong? Is it 200 yards, 210 yards, or 220 yards? Cappy.
200.
Mason.
210.
Andy.
Going with Cap. 200. He follows this stuff.
And,
I don't really know. But
and
I don't
Jorge.
Know. I really don't know.
None of you got it right. It's 220. 220
you own
yards.
Horses.
I know, but I don't know how long a furlong is.
Ron is just making
Ron
you guys look
is,
silly.
Ron is really good.
Ron
really
is
good.
Crushing it.
All right,
yeah,
number nine, and there
year.
Is a
Mandy
tiebreaker.
Award.
Number nine, and there is a tiebreaker.
Okay.
In rugby, how wide is the pitch? Is it 50 meters, 60 meters, or 70 meters? And we'll start with Cappy.
Well, since I don't know the metric system, I'll just go with 50.
Then we go to Mason.
I'll go with City.
Andy?
Senny?
Is that 70?
Yeah.
All right, and Jorge.
70.
70 is the right answer.
Yeah!
Jorge and Andy on have the lead now. So it's AK 4, Jorge 4, Cappy 3, Mace 2.
Okay, I'm out.
You are out because there's only one
only
left.
Only one question. So
all right,
I'm
you're
out.
So number 10, in track and field, how much does a shot put weigh? Is it 16 pounds, 18 pounds, or 20 pounds? We'll start, and since Mason's out, we'll start with Andy.
16.
Jorge.
16.
And Cappy. You got to go different.
18.
16 is the right answer. So Andy and Jorge are going to the tiebreaker.
Come on, Cappy.
Sorry, Cappy, you're out of
Sorry,
this
Cap.
One now.
Damn.
All right.
Shot put in high school.
This is between Andy and Jorge for the win. Mm. How many miles was the 2022 Tour de France? Closest without going over. Andy, go first.
How many miles?
How many miles was the 2022 Tour de France?
100.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, this is an easy one, Cappy.
This is easy one.
No, Jorge.
Oh, Jorge.
Easy
one, Jorge.
What, he said 100?
Either go, he said 100.
200.
200. You are the closest.
Yeah.
It's 2,068 miles. So close without going over.
Yeah,
Jorge gets the win.
Yeah. Nice, Jorge. Yeah. Good job.
Nice job, Jorge. No, and Ron Farron, thank you very much
thank
for that.
You,
great game.
Good job, Ron.
Ron, great game, man.
I mean, it was like second best game of the year behind Jorge's How Much Did the Movie Make game. You know?
No, this was. I thought
this was a good,
good
game.
This
You're
was
knocking
game.
The game?
No, it was fantastic.
The
no,
Jorge
was
game
was
not terrible.
Jorge's game.
Yeah, Jorge's game.
Yeah, the
bad.
Jorge
horrendous.
Game was the worst game
terrible.
Ever. Yeah, he wins the award. We always joke about Momo's game. Jorge's game, the worst by
proud
far,
of it.
Right,
I'm
Jorge?
Proud of it. Yeah, screw you guys. I'm proud
of it. We actually stopped that game.
We did. We did.
Finished
we're
the
like,
game.
That game sucks so bad. We got
That's how bad it was.
Right.
So we've been here. We were here last year, right?
Yes, we
Bastards
were.
Canteen.
Right.
When you got your nose waxed.
Correct. This is where we got little things shaved into our eyebrows. Yeah. What do they call those? Hash marks or whatever?
Is
that a hash mark?
You're back now, though. It all grew in.
It all grew in, right. Yeah.
It's not like a comb over.
No, it's not a comb over eyebrow. No, it all grew back.
Nice.
So,
comb over eyebrow.
How did you get the idea to twerk? And make that again. Now, yesterday I said, come up with a gag.
Right, right. So it was your idea that George and I come up with something to be done here today.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing had come to mind yet. And then later in the show, Chris had done a rejoin where he had, what's the name of that song? The thong song.
The thong,
mm-hmm.
Cisco.
Thong
right.
song, you're right.
On this
Cisco.
Day, oh.
Yeah. But on that day,
yes.
there was Cisco's thong song.
It was his birthday yesterday.
And there was also like some boy band
Nick
guy.
Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
Also Nick's birthday.
So what happened was George thought that it was terrible that Chris had buried the Cisco thong song
I did.
Behind the Nick Lachey song that nobody knew.
Oh, I see.
And then Laura and George were like, Nick Lachey's song sucks.
It doesn't suck, first of all.
Well, that's what they said.
No, it
Nick,
doesn't.
By the
it
way,
does.
Big listener to the station.
That's why we did Nick, because he's a big listener to the station.
Big listener to the station.
So that was Nick, good, everybody.
Nick rules.
Right. And so Laura says his song sucks. And George says his song sucks. And, of course, me, knowing that he's a big listener of the station now, I'm defending.
And there was a bit way back when that Lindsay and I were going to go to a 98 Degrees concert,
right.
Remember? So that was the hook.
So once they started playing the Cisco song and the thong song, mm-hmm. George knew every word. And he was, like, singing it, like, booty, booty, booty. I don't even know the words, right?
Thong, but he was thong, like, thong, thong, happy.
Yeah, thong, 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 right?
Right.
And so then somehow.
The beat goes.
Yeah, somehow something happened with twerking, and then it was like, great, that's what we'll do tomorrow, the twerk-off.
Yeah, the twerk-off.
So I, of course, nominated Sedano.
Yes, and he, of course, deferred.
Naturally,
yep.
Right?
I nominated Ireland.
I heard that.
He didn't even show up.
Right. I also heard I heard that Andy was nominated.
Andy was in the running? He says he concedes the victory.
Yes. I need to be on the payroll before I'm twerking for an audience.
Which I loved, and I laughed out loud when I heard that. But Andy says that a guy like me
mm-hmm.
lives for moments like this.
It's true.
Amanda, the boss, goes on the air earlier today and says that I'm practicing all night.
That's what I thought. I figured
you're stretching out the hips.
Cappy's going to work out. He's gonna twerk his night away and...
Well,
whoa!
Were you twerking the night away?
I wish I would have been, but I was too busy doing Sedano and Recap, which is like
Tell me about this. So you're doing a YouTube show, right?
Well, it was great, by the way.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You looked very fresh during
Thank you. I heard Amanda ask if everybody thought I was high during the whole thing. I wasn't, and I'll tell you why.
Oh. Okay.
Because I'm super uptight. Right, so I had this dinner last night. We got off the air at 5:30.
Right,
was it with Rachel?
She came.
Okay, yeah.
She eventually came to the dinner. Yeah. 6:00 was the dinner. 7:00 the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my phone in what's supposed to be a business dinner, but watching the Laker game on my phone.
Was it about Sided .com business?
.co.
Oh, are
dot
you
com.
Closing on a deal? Closing in on a deal? Elon Musk is buying stuff.
We're actually opening a partnership. We're not closing a deal.
Oh, opening a is there officially a partnership?
There is a big partnership.
Whoa!
Yes, that's right.
I'm glad this is paying off.
Thank you. Like the movie theaters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I'm at this dinner, and now I'm like, I'm having like, I don't really use the word anxiety, but I mean, I'm like, I got to watch this game
because mm-hmm.
I got to know about this game when we go on. So now,
so you know you're being unbelievably rude at the table, right? You're having dinner with associates and your girlfriend, and you're watching a game on a phone.
And she's not there as my girlfriend. She's there the CFO.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah, right.
I don't know.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that, so now, you're right, I am being unbelievably rude.
Yeah.
And I'm like in this like panic, like I got to know what happens during the game because we're going to go on the air afterwards, and I got to get home, and I got to turn on all the lights in my studio, and I got to get all my stuff together. And, like, I'm no longer engaged in the dinner.
Yeah, that's...
6 to 7, I'm there.
Yeah.
Seven and beyond, I'm not there.
Right.
So now I get home, right, and I get on to this what's called the Switcher Studios, right?
What time did you get home, though?
Like, I was home for the whole fourth quarter.
And did you get kind of drunk at dinner?
No. Well, that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
No drinking.
No drinking, right.
Can't have a drink at dinner because I'm like, I can't have a drink. I got to go on. I mean, I can't have a drink. So, like, I'm like in this panic, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
Like, this whole Sedano and Recap thing is ruining my whole dinner.
Is that really ruining your dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now I get home.
Uh-huh.
I watch the fourth quarter.
Right.
I log in to go, you know, do this thing. And George is not there yet.
Oh.
Right? So George is, I'm like, come on, let's go, man. I've been standing here waiting to do this. George isn't there yet. Then George gets in.
Mm.
And then George says to the producer of the content, I don't like the lower third graphic that you built with the three topics that you got. I want you to redo it. So now,
what a prima donna.
Well, he's a television professional.
Yeah,
right.
But I mean,
and he has decided these are the topics we're going to talk about.
Oh, so he planned it all out.
Well, he kind of, you know, was. But then Josh here has to now go back and redo the lower third graphic. So now that's taken more time. So instead of instead of this thing happening like minutes after the clock hits zeros, this thing's happening like 30 minutes after. And I'm going, come on.
That's why you have
the
to.
The idea is to come on after the game.
That's why you have to subscribe to our YouTube channel, ESPN LA. That way you get the alert when you guys go on.
Right.
See
right.
how I worked that
right.
in?
So that was great. because that's important. You have to be a subscriber so that so now George tells Josh what he wants to do. Josh changes the lower third graphics. and now we are going to go live.
Uh-huh.
So this whole time I'm the dinner's ruined because I can't have a beer, I can't have a drink.
Yeah.
Right. We're getting ready to do this whole thing. We do it. Right. I forget about the twerking.
Oh.
I forget about the
twerking. So you forgot to twerk.
So I didn't practice.
Right.
I didn't look up twerking on YouTube until
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Sedano.
Oh, Sedano.
I mean, do you need practice?
Yeah.
I do. I've been practicing throughout the day.
Why don't you just have a shot of something and then do it?
Okay, see, now that's
there
smart.
There you go.
See,
I've gotten in trouble that way. Morales.
But you're off your shift in 10 seconds.
Morales got me drunk at a remote.
Why are you blaming him?
He said one shot. You did five.
Right. Yeah, no, you started shoveling these dirty martinis at me. I'm like, I couldn't help. I was trying to be polite. I didn't want to turn them down.
So you already, George, know how to twerk, and looks like you know how to do it pretty decently.
Yeah, but it's you guys. Yeah, no, it's you guys. That's it. That was the one shot you got.
Because Anita Marks earlier today.
She said that I should win, but I'm not competing. It's you two.
On her show, Bet Against L.A. Yeah. Oh, it's not Bet Against L.A.?
No, this year it's been Bet Against L.A.
This year it's been Bet Against L.A. Yeah.
And she said you would win.
Rightfully so.
But she did say Sedano would win.
Yeah.
But you saw why.
Yeah, no, you've got
a little more
twerk game.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's it. That's all you get.
I don't give it up that easy. Why give up? Why? What's the saying about the cow and the milk?
Why
give away the cow when you get the milk for free? No, that's not happening.
No milk. No free milk for
you.
I want to mention one thing here before you guys keep going. Yeah. Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Hit the super stager, Jorge. Hit it up.
By the way, I saw Mason try to twerk a second ago. You look like you're trying to poop.
Well, but I don't. I mean, I've never.
Oy.
He's just like shaking.
I'm like nervous because I really don't know how to twerk. But after seeing your practice round, I'm gonna win easy.
Well, did anybody look at a video and see what twerking looks like?
I did.
It didn't look
in
like
the
that.
Community. The only real Sancher, whatever his name is, actually sent out a picture. If you look, or video. Pardon me.
And where did you learn to twerk?
I mean, it's just natural. It's in the blood.
You're born with
it? You either got it or you don't.
Born with a twerk?
You know, it's like Star Wars. You're the part of the dark side. You got some dark side in you or you don't. You
I
know?
Definitely was not born with it.
I do. I got some dark side.
I would bet the ranch on Cappy in this thing.
Yeah, I would too. But I think you're also probably playing possum. I think you're trying to rope-a-dope him.
And, you saw me. That's my game.
But no.
Sedano, don't roll your eyes. That really is my game.
Okay. If that is your twerk,
it is.
I would be voting for you because your twerk is that much funnier.
Right, that's the other part of the equation.
Doing like a real twerk.
It may not. We're not. I don't think we have like actual like
twerkers.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yes.
This should also make the Mandy's too.
Right. A twerking contest.
A full station twerk off.
So, did you guys decide like the music or the rules?
Well, I think didn't you guys decide it's going to be the thong song?
Is it the thong song?
Yeah, the thong song.
Put your back into it.
I mean, you put on Nick Lachey for some reason.
Nick's a big fan of the station.
I mean, okay, that's great, but he's not better than Cisco.
But we play Cisco a lot.
Cisco doesn't listen.
Good job, mate. So put your back into it?
Well, listen, we used to have a lot of celebrities listening until Greg banned them all.
Oh, that's right. Greg banned everybody.
I ban everybody. It's what I do.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. You can do it. Put your back into it, Mace, like Ice Cube says. Oh, he says, put your ass.
So, guys, are we doing this?
Wait, but is this the song to twerk to?
Yeah,
this is a twerking song. Are we just twerking?
Or
at
we
the
could
same
do.
Time?
Or if you want to do like real twerking, you probably should get like some Two Live Crews, like Uncle Luke.
Yeah.
You know, Cap D coming.
Is anybody?
Right. Cap D coming. Wait, Cap D coming. Cap D coming. You got to have that, Laura. There's got to be a clean version somewhere.
I mean, is there anybody that could help stretch me out a little bit if I get?
Who wants to stretch Cappy out?
Who wants to stretch Cappy out? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right, that's actually good. You got some open hamstrings there.
All right, one more time. Other side. Here we go. I'm going down.
Ow! But I should mention we're live at Bastards Canteen.
Yeah.
It is the 247th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash. You're invited.